A rigid definition of what makes tea special has eluded the industry. After 45 years of competitions, there is consensus on the qualities that make an outstanding oolong as judged by the Lugu tea farmers in Taiwan. In France, the AVPA has demonstrated skill in determining the gastronomic qualities in tea that please the local palate. The International Specialty Tea Association posts a set of universal standards such as pluck and leaf quality. Consumers mainly differentiate by price. This week, the European Speciality Tea Association announced a definition that is more aspirational than dogmatic. ESTA Executive Director David Veal joins us today to explain how the association adopted this approach and why it will prove helpful. David, the European Tea Society that evolved into the European Speciality Tea Association did so initially without delineating specialty tea from the great sea of commodity offerings. That task is now complete. Will you share with listeners your process in defining the specialty tea segment?
3 years ago, we didn't really have a definition at that point. Nigel had this definition that was sort of in his head, but he'd never really put down on paper. And I'd been through the whole journey, or attempted to get through the whole journey, with the Speciality Coffee Association of Europe. So we, between us, we just laid down a fairly short definition, but was open to many people in the tea industry either disagreeing or having different views. And then we decided earlier on this year that we should have another go, really. So we set up a working group of experienced tea professionals to really look at it anew. And we covered an awful lot of ground. And we sort of, our starting point really was that, are we ever going to get a universally agreed definition of speciality tea, which everybody will agree with and nobody will argue with? The answer, of course, is no. We never were going to do that. Knowing that we weren't going to achieve perfection, or should we look at it from a different angle and still call it a definition because that has impact, but really look at more of a description to broaden it out a little bit, to try and bring in words and descriptions and ideas and concepts that most people in the industry would buy into, knowing that not everybody would be happy with every part of it.
Will you summarize for listeners the fundamental concepts captured in the definition's key phrase? Quote, aspiring to excellence in all aspects of tea processing and brewing, from the bush to cup.
We came up with what we feel is a fairly holistic view about speciality tea, in terms of it being a product, in terms of it being a passion for excellence, the taking care of every step. Also, not forgetting the most important part is the actual sensory experience in the cup, and also the education that we've indulged in to try and help the consumer understand more about what they're drinking. That indefinable subjectivity that you were talking about as well, the conceptual side of it, the community side of it, the aspirational side of it, the point that it's the movement as well, you know, that some people get and some people don't get. Merging all of those together to come up with a description which we feel will never be perfect for everybody, but is fairly close to where we might get.
How will this definition make a difference?
Well, to answer your first point, is it enforceable? No, but in a different way, we've sort of very firmly nailed our colours to the mast here. This isn't just the work of the working group. It's been endorsed by the whole of the board of European Speciality Tea Association and other peers as well. If you look at those parameters that we've actually put into the definition, a speciality tea would have to fit into all of those. For most people, I believe, a speciality tea would have to fit into those parameters, but a tea that fits into those parameters isn't necessarily a speciality tea.
The coffee industry successfully arrived at a definition of specialty, leading to consumer enthusiasm that ultimately benefited growers. But it took more than 20 years to establish the protocols that differentiate the highest quality coffees from commodity coffee.
I think we're quite a long way behind the curve compared with the coffee industry. We haven't got the penetration of education and understanding to consumers that the coffee industry does, but many people don't have the correct understanding to be able to value a tea as well as they maybe do coffee nowadays. But it will follow without a doubt. We don't particularly mention pricing. It's inherent in what we believe. If we can help improve the quality that's coming into consuming countries of specialty tea, then prices will go up. And hopefully, you know, a lot of that extra margin will go back down the line, you know, to the beginning of the line to give the people at that end a better living and a better reward for putting in their love, care, passion, hard work, sweat, perspiration, the whole thing to, you know, make it better year on year. We know that we're up against the big guys, the multinationals, centuries-old economic model that drives price down and therefore quality with it. But, you know, you have to believe that we'll improve the quality and will give the consumer a better experience and will give the producer a better price. We're also aware that speciality will be 5% to 10% to the market maximum, but will pull, as it improves, as it grows and as the community grows, will pull along other parts of the industry. And I had a really good conversation with a very well-respected, experienced person that worked for many of the big companies over here, who told me the other day that he believes that speciality will be the saviour of the tea industry. As you can imagine, I quite like hearing that.